So there are these two stand-up comics who also make short films.
Joel Ruiz, J-O-E-L-R-U-I-Z.
And I'm Joel Ruiz.
That's a lie.
I'm Zach Lamplugh, Z-A-C-H-L-A-M-P-L-U-G-H.
That's the truth, and helpfully spelled out if you want to Google it. Anyway, they were coming up with potential names for a new live comedy show they were creating.
I think one of the first ones that we came up with was No Eye Contact.
Mm-hmm. Free Wings After Five.
Pearl Jam and, Live in Concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a bunch of really misleading stuff.
So what was the most inaccurate name they could think up?
The most vague, broad misleading thing is Ladies' Night, because everywhere has a Ladies' Night.
So Joel sends me an email saying he's doing this comedy showcase called Ladies' Night. I get really excited thinking, you know, like Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, Maria Bamford. Wrong. That is not what this is about. It's actually...
Come on down for the Wacky Video Fun Sketch Hour.
Let's treat this salad like a home invader.
That was the sound of someone shooting a garden salad, like with a gun. It's from a sketch about making salads more masculine by adding bullets and nails and wing sauce and ribs and other things. It makes more sense when you see it. Anyway, so Ladies' Night. It's this showcase where Joel and Zach and other comedians screen unreleased short films that they've created, new videos that aren't on YouTube. Not yet, anyway. They will be, but not yet. Also, submissions are encouraged. You can send them your own comedy sketch, and they'll screen it, and maybe you'll win something.
We show five of them, and the audience picks a favorite. Whoever the audience picks as their favorite, that person has to keep coming back every month with brand new shorts. So it also exhausts them, because they have to keep coming back to defend the title until they are just broken like us.
So you reward them by burdening them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It started in Atlanta, where Joel and Zach live. On the first Thursday of each month, they screen these new comedy films and intersperse the films with live stand-up. It's a whole big deal. The reason I'm talking about it on this show is they're going to have these events in Chattanooga as well.
We're going to be doing it at Cinerama. Chris Dorch, who is the director of the Chattanooga Film Festival, also the founder of Mise-en-Scenesters, is opening up at the Art House Theater. And I've always worked closely with Chris Dorch.
So Chris Dorch invited them to start doing the Ladies Night Showcase at Cinerama here in Chattanooga. They'll be hosting screenings on the first Friday of every month, except when they host them on the second Friday. It's complicated.
Because sometimes it might land on a different time, but so it's just going to be the first Thursdays in Atlanta, and then the next day we'll come up to Chattanooga. We'll show all
of
this.
It will be the first Friday.
Well, not always.
Explain to me a time when it's not.
This isn't going to go in the thing, so I'll explain it to you.
This is totally going in the thing.
So, like, say if the first Friday is, like, Friday falls on the first. That would technically be the first Friday of the
all
month.
Right, cool. I'm glad
but
you did
the
that.
But the Thursday...
yeah.
So, if Thursday...
That's
the
all
third,
I needed.
Yeah, so, would not... not
I'm kind of feeling like I'm not getting respected as a full member of the group.
Sure, Jimmy.
Name's not Jimmy, so...
Whatever, Jerry.
Not Jerry. Just said to him, my name is Jimmy. My name is Joel, not Jimmy.
What you're hearing right now is from one of their videos online at whyladiesnight.com. whyladiesnight.com. Like, why Ladies Night? You can see new videos at their Atlanta or Chattanooga showcases, along with live stand-up. And just a note, if you Google it, it's spelled Ladies Night E-apostrophe-S. E-apostrophe-S. Think about that for a second. And yes, they know that's not correct. You can complain about it on June 3rd at their next Chattanooga showcase. Again, their website is whyladiesnight.com. I'm Michael Edward Miller, and support for WUTC comes from listeners like you.
Listeners like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Woo! Here we go.